Thank you very much, everybody. Absolutely brilliant to see you here tonight. Thanks very much for coming into Maidervale Studio 3. This is the heart of the BBC, and we've invited to join us tonight a very, very special guest. In all, so far in his career, and this is a figure and counting, he's sold 30 million albums around the world, during which time he's made some of the best music of the last 30 years. There's no doubt about that. Please give a huge welcome to Chris Rea.
Music came from a distant land, and it moved and changed with the desert sand. Upon the shores of hell, his music froze and came to be what we now know, where the blues come from, where the blues come from. A wise old man, he told me this: when the pain you feel and the music kiss, you melt it down into a devil's brew. Sadness came and she turned it blue. When you're lonely, you will know this song. When it hurts so deep and stays so long, although it's dark, you know that you belong. Then you will know, you will know where the blues come from. Yeah, yeah, where the blues come from. Josephine. life without meaning. I was walking away. In the coldest of winter, night becomes day.
Chris Rea playing live here on BBC Radio 2. Just to introduce us to the members in the band, Chris.
This is Sylvain Marc from Madagascar and Paris. He's not sure which one it is. It depends what his tax form is. You know. This is Martin Ditcham on drums. Martin and I have been together for 20 years. I'd like to think I stole him from Sade, but I think she sacked him, really. over here we have Robert Uwaye. A very funky guitar player. And we have Paul Hirsch on the keyboard.
Because I was saying about it being pretty nearly 30 years, and the big impact moment for me was what would have been probably the summer of 78, when Fool If You Think It's Over was absolutely all over American radio in particular. I spent quite a bit of time in the States that summer, and it was a massive hit, wasn't it? That was the kind of kickstart.
It was, yeah. Unfortunately, it was the only record I've never liked. And funnily enough, it's the only record I've ever been on that I haven't played guitar on.
I was just completely drowned by Super Session Men, Elton John's producer. I always wanted Fool to sound like an Al Green Memphis song. And Gus saw it a different way, kept telling me to be patient. And before I knew where I was still living in Middlesbrough on £3.50 a week. And I was in the top 10 in America.
Because, I mean, there have been phases, Chris, haven't there, to your career? And I want to pin...
My graph's like a yo-yo.
Yes. The health issue here for a second, because, you know, I went through a really serious illness at the end of the 70s, and the experience of that changed my life. It changed things completely.
Well, I discovered painting in convalescence because my poor wife was having a terrible trouble getting this overactive mind to... not get depressed while you're in a year of recovery, you know? And it wasn't easy. It's not easy to live without a pancreas. And it changed my life. I mean, I paint every day now. And I tend now, instead of banging the door down, I look for the knob on the door, which I never used to.
But has it changed also your sort of priorities as a musician? Because, I mean, for example, the 11 CD... set, which is such an ambitious and fantastic project. Would that have been something you would have done before? Or was it now that you thought, right, I've got nothing to lose, I'm going to do this, this is what I really want to do?
I would never have done it if it hadn't been for the illness. I would never have done Stony Road. They offered me a lot of money to do a duets thing with young pop singers, which since the Santana thing had become very, very hip. And they didn't want to know about Chris Rea, gospel, blues. You know, executives, they're not interested where you come from musically. They're interested in what they think can sell. And that's the way the business works. And we certainly wouldn't have done the book. I mean, this time last year, we were 4 weeks off letting the book out. And if I had my chance, I wouldn't let it out. Because the first 2 weeks were absolute hell. You know, there were no orders. And... we've now gone on to sell 150,000 books.
Yeah. But it's also about personal freedom as well, isn't it, Chris? You know, I mean,
it
the
is,
building up a jazzy blue and...
I've got to be honest, Bob. You know, I'm not a saint. If they'd have wanted me, I'd have played the game again still. You know, we all get caught up, and there's lots of us, no names mentioned, that found ourselves going through the 90s as if we were some part of some great army of must sell so many stadiums, must sell so many records. And we did get caught up and forgot the reason that we went into the business in the first place. And with mine was when I was recouping, I found an old vinyl record of Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And I burst into tears because I hadn't played that record for 20 years. I forgot that I owned it. And... because nobody wanted me, I thought, well, I may as well just do gospel blues anyway. Thankfully, thanks to you people, we're still here. And my next three projects are to vinyl only, because I've got this theory that the great music, you know, of our time was because of vinyl and because of the first All Grey Whistles. It was a format that you had to inject your creativity. You didn't have 48 tracks, you didn't have... millions of computers, so you had to really make it pay. Now, I know a lot of people think, well, this is very obvious, but to somebody who's born into the business when it's already 48 track, you started writing overdubs instead of songs.
Yeah. So what's the next song going to be?
This next song's called Long Gone, and okay. it's out the blues book, and the story of it is it's a prison Cottonfield song. And the big gospel chords come in when the guys in the fields hear the sound of the church. And then we add the electric guitar to it to bring it into Chris Rea.
Chris Rea, ladies and gentlemen.
Done, well, you're chained and bound. You get up next day with your aching pain, and you take the whip, oh, and you start all over again. Now you're long gone. Where you came from is the same song from a way back home. Days are so long. You pray to someone, maybe the white God, you're gonna take us home, take us home. Ooh, yeah, you're long gone now, yeah. You hear the sound in church, you hear the white folks sing. Maybe some sweet day they're gonna let us in. Your chains will break and your pain be gone. See me dancing on a Sunday. The same song from way back home. Days are so long. You pray to someone, maybe the white God, you're gonna take us home. Something for my pain. Yeah, come on, easy rider. Oh, I know you're not to blame. You see, the dogs are out to get me. Oh, and pull me down again. Oh, come on, easy rider. all this pain, let it go, let it go. This time don't think I can take it. This screaming pain I come to know. Oh, easy rider. Oh, help me, please. Easy rider. Yeah.
Chris Rea playing live on Radio 2, and we've been inundated with questions for you, Chris, from the audience here. I just want to acknowledge John Cook, who's down from Hartlepool.
I've been married for 28 years.
Do you have a favourite painter, and is blue a favourite colour?
Blue's the only colour. It's what I see when I shut my eyes. It's what I saw when I went into the operating theatre. I asked them for a special pre-op, and they were very kind to me. And I remember drifting between this avenue of guitars in blue, and there was a white door at the end. And thankfully, I woke up before I got to the white door. Blue's the one.
And favourite painter?
Hodgkin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Angela Sylvester in Nun's Wish is here tonight. The highs and lows of being on tour.
The first week's dreadful. You cry, you miss your family, you miss the Archers. And then the lowest point is the day after you think it's all over and you're back home, and then you start phoning everybody up and asking what time soundcheck is.
Yeah.
And you go through a terrible 3-month depression after that, especially this last tour because it was so long. Being on the road is easy. If anybody says, oh man, it's terrible, they're absolutely lying through the teeth. By the time you get to your last gig, you're just a bunch of happy philosophers. You know, you haven't seen the bill for the cat's injection. You haven't seen the window cleaner who never did the windows properly. One of the things I like about Formula One is they have that same thing where it doesn't matter on Monday. There's no grey Monday. It's a testing day for next Sunday. And it's always going on.
Is it true this is going to be your last major tour, Chris?
It was the last major tour of doing all the hits and trying to keep the production of the hits reasonably close to the originals. It's logistically too difficult. You need a certain amount of gear for each different song. You need a certain sound. And, you know, when you're as old as we are, you got 25 years worth of hit singles spread across. And you have to do them all, especially in Germany. In Germany, they actually ask for the money back if you miss one hit. And so we said, well, one more time, we'll do the lot, and then you get whatever you get next time. And we're saying, you know, it's not going to be all the hits.
And Graham says, and I quote, is it true you were once asked to join Dire Straits and you turned it down?
No.
No.
I would never have turned that down.
Oh, no, wouldn't
I? Yeah. I mean, they were millionaires off the first single, you know, but that's all I can say, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Without the aid of a lawyer.
Set up the next song for us then, Chris. What's it going to be?
The next song is a detuning that Sister Rosetta Tharpe is the only other person I know who does a DC tuning. And it starts off with a little piece of solo guitar that shows where the Irish and the Delta met each other. Sounds very complex, but it's really interesting to boring people like me. As soon as my wife sees me go to say something about guitar tuning, she pretends she's ill.
Everywhere I go, only one step behind. I could search the world over, but I'll never be free till the morning sun shines on my taken so many turns on this road. Don't know east from west, north or south, which is best. And I will never know now the best way to be. used to kiss and run, never knew what they had done. Some girls always wasted time, they keep you hanging on the line. Some loved horses and always stayed at home, but a stain's begun, love the rose thorn. Some had games that you had to play, making rules along the way. Strange attractions newly found, pride and passion kicked around. Some girls stole your heart like most girls do, but it stands because she could break it in two. I fell in love, I fell in love, I fell in love, yeah, I fell in love with a stingy girl.
fabulous. We still really love Stainsby Girls. Just give us a progress report on Jazzy Blue right now, because you're building up a very nice roster of artists on the label as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we're not having much commercial success, but maybe it's not about that. I think the greatest achievement on Jazzy Blue is the Guitar Unlimited album, which was the one that really got away in England. You know, no one heard of it. It's a collection of half gypsies and half very, very potent jazz guitarists, and they make this orchestra, and they only allow themselves to play single notes as a sax, the three saxes, trumpet, trombone, and they do Count Basie arrangements on guitar, and it is an astounding sound. I cried all the way through it. You know, I was a terrible producer because they kept saying, they kept saying to me, "What, Chris? What do you think?" I said, "It's marvellous."
And the live album is just out now on Jazzy Blue as well, isn't it? The double album, Chris. And this is a record, really, of the last big European tour.
It is, yeah. You won't hear that again. That's for sure. The doctors won't allow it.
Yeah. And it's splashed with new stuff and hits and everything else. And
everything we've done tonight and all the oldies.
Yeah.
But done in a live way.
Yes. Yeah. And there's a big one just arriving, actually, isn't it? It took us into the next song.
Well, I was on my way home one night.
word of high joy I know. This year beyond the lane, way down in the shadow. The perverted fear of violence chokes a smile on every face. Common sense is ringing out of there. This ain't no technological breakdown. Oh no, this is a road.
Just absolutely wonderful. Chris Rea, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for being here tonight. Thanks to Chris and the band. Thanks to the Radio 2 Live Music Department, Phil Hughes, Phil Swern, Mike, who did all the sound balances tonight, and to you for being here. Thank you very much. And on 88 to 91 FM, this is Radio 2 from the BBC.